Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on co-housing. Nancy Mucklow is a member of the Almont co-housing group called Fiddlehead Commons. Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Hello.
So let's begin by clarifying the terms co-housing and co-op housing or cooperative housing. What's the difference, Nancy?
Well, first of all, most people are familiar with co-ops, and I'm sure most people can say they know somebody who's lived in a co-op. A co-op is a rental complex that was built usually by the government, but sometimes by a nonprofit, and the people who rent are the people who they rent from. They rent from each other, and it's a rental complex, whereas co-housing is an ownership complex. People own their unit and they own it in a community and they share resources. So if you want to simplify it, the difference between co-op and co-housing is rent versus own.
Okay, so co-op is rent, co-housing is own.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
So what are the features of co-housing, of the concept then, that make it attractive to people?
Well, you've got a combination of private homes, and they can be units, they can be townhouses, they can even be little houses that are clustered around a common space. There's a common house, there's common grounds, and you share. You share those common features, but you have your own private space. So there's a combination there that's very attractive. You've got as much community as you want. You've got friends. You do things together. You're not lonely. And the parents support the other parents. The older people help out with the kids. The kids keep the older people happy. You have traditions and festivals together. You almost create a little village.
Okay.
And there are several of them in Canada. Most of them are out west. It's very popular in Europe, but it's slower catching on in eastern Canada. So we're among the first groups getting it started here.
So who would be looking then for this type of living arrangement?
Well, anyone can be a member of co-housing. I think it's obvious for seniors and empty nesters, it's a great idea because you're not alone. You've got a lot of social support. You're happy. You're not lonely. We do have a loneliness crisis mm-hmm. in North America right now. But think about young parents who are kind of doing those 9-to-5 jobs. They rushing to the daycare. They got their kids. They get them home. They're exhausted. And then they put the kids to bed and they can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're stuck. And the weekends are spent working on the yard and doing the chores they didn't get done. So that becomes like a rat race. There's no joy in it. There's no fun.
Okay, so how would co-housing help that?
Well, let's just say you come home from a 9-to-5, you pick up your kids from daycare, you get to the co-housing, mm-hmm. and it's the common dinner night. You just say, kids, we're going down to the common house for dinner. And you go down and some of your neighbors have cooked a really fine dinner and you have your dinner there. And after you put your kids to bed later on, then you just can take your monitor and just go down the hall to the common house and spend time with your friends. You don't have to be stuck in your house. You don't have to watch TV alone. That's one of the attractions. The other attraction, of course, is you're sharing resources. So you don't need to have your own lawnmower. You don't need to have your own washer and dryer. You don't need to have your own guest room. You don't, because that's all in the shared space. So you're reducing your costs and you're sharing resources, and it creates a wonderful community that keeps the kids happy. They've got people to play with. And the adults, the parents have other parents to talk to, and empty nesters, we're all there too.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. What inspired Fiddlehead Commons co-housing project, the one that you're working on now?
Well, most of the people in the group have been aware of co-housing. Co-housing's been around since the 1960s, and there's been lots of efforts to get it going in Ontario and Eastern Canada, and there's been a few successes. There are some co-housing communities out this way. What we wanted was to create a co-housing community in a town instead of in a city. Most of them are in cities. But some of the newer ones out west are starting to be placed in towns, but generally it was considered a city thing. And there's no reason for that. Land is a little bit less expensive in towns. And what we saw during the lockdowns of COVID is that people fled the cities as soon as they had a chance. They want to live in towns. So why don't we put co-housing in a town and enjoy sort of a quieter town life, especially in a place like Almont where there's so much to do and so much to explore. So that was the inspiration to put it in Almont and put it in Eastern Ontario.
What stage are you at now in the development?
We're at the stage of getting enough people, committed members in the group, so that we can start getting formal assessments done of properties, because we would have to have them formally assessed before we would say this is the place where we want it to be. So we need a core. And since the community, we our target is about 20 units, we need at
I'm
least
sorry,
half
how
that.
many?
About 20.
20 is your target, okay, units,
Yeah,
right?
about 20. And then we're going to need about half that many to be committed members before we can start paying an architect to assess properties and start moving to the next stage.
Okay. I have some questions that our listeners may want to have answers for. And here we go. So the first one would be, how is co-housing different from living in a condo?
Well,
Just a short
legally,
answer. Sorry.
legally, it is a condo. So under the law of Ontario, there is no co-housing law, so it is a condo. However, all the members are on the board. So there isn't a separate board. And the common and in co-housing, we design the building. There isn't a corporation that comes and designs it. The residents design it with the architect. So we craft the kind of place we want to live in. That doesn't happen in a condo.
So it's similar to a condo, but are there condo fees? Are there fees involved?
Well, it depends what we decide to do. So if we decide we're all going to do our internet in common and what we have to have maintenance, and some of them do even their electricity in common, then yes, that would go into the condo fees or the co-housing fees. But it's not going to be like a condo because co-housing is built properly. A lot of condos are sort of thrown together rather quickly, and then they have a lot of problems afterwards.
Okay.
Whereas co-housing, we're involved and we make sure that it's built properly, it's airtight, it's environmentally sound and ready to keep us warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and they don't fall apart. So
Can the average person afford co-housing?
the cost would be about the same as a new build condo in a town in the same region. So if you look at Eastern Ontario towns and you can find a new build condominium complex, similar type prices. So I don't think they're out of reach for new buyers, first time buyers, for seniors. It can be quite reasonable.
Okay, so
It all depends on the choices that we make. So if we decide that we're going to go real high end and have a lot of fancy features, then that blows the budget out the window,
okay,
right?
so I'm wondering what the cost is, the initial cost of getting into it is, and who pays for what, as far as taxes go, insurance, utilities, that kind of thing.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Okay, what would be the initial cost for getting in? Is there a down payment? Who pays for what? Are taxes all paid together? Do people pay individual taxes for their unit and their own insurance and utilities and that sort of thing, or is it all together?
It can be either way. When a person wants to join co-housing, they would go through an intake process and make sure that this is what they want. And then they have a trial period where they just get to know the group and get to know our plans. And at the end of that, if they decide that they want to commit, it's a $500 fee. It's not over the top. But then over the next several months, we will need some money in order to get to the next stage. Bringing in more people, contacting, checking out properties and things like that, till we get to the point where we can bring a developer on board. And the developer will take our architectural designs that we've come up with and the property that we've identified with. And at that point, we will be paying our down payments to the developer.
What
So at that
happens? Sorry,
point,
Nancy,
it
go ahead.
starts to resemble a condo.
Okay. So, what happens to my unit if I move or die?
You sell it.
Pardon?
You sell it just the same as you
You
would
do.
sell any yes, but there's almost always a wait list for people to get into co-housing. So you go through the wait list first. There's going to be people that want to talk to their friends. We spread the word through all the co-housing communities. There's lots of people looking to get into co-housing. You go through them first. But if you can't find a buyer, you can list it with an agent
Okay.
and go through that process. But the person who buys it has to understand what co-housing is and what they're buying into, because it's not a condo.
You have an information session happening Saturday, May 4th. Would you talk about that for a minute? We've got about a minute left.
It's an information afternoon from 1 until 3 at the Almont Old Town Hall, and we're going to be showing what co-housing looks like, so you can see it. You can talk to the architect that's working with us and find out more about how to get involved and decide whether it might be appropriate for you or for somebody that you know.
Okay, that sounds good. So the information afternoon is Saturday, May 4th, 1 to 3 at the Old Town Hall, Bridge Street, Almont, and the event is free, correct?
That's right.
Okay, good. Nancy, for more information, contact what? Info at ottawacohousing.ca?
Yes, that's the
Okay.
best email.
I want to thank you very much for this today, Nancy. It's been interesting.
You're welcome.
Nancy Mucklow is a member of Fiddlehead Commons Co-Housing Group in Elmont. And that's your community spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.